This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, October 18th. Well, cattle trades both sides of unchanged on Wednesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was mixed. The beef exports are up, so you thought there would be a little bit of firmness in there, but the cash cattle trade is very slow. Beef prices are sagging somewhat, and that's kind of putting some pressure on the market. There is some short covering, and that's adding to some of the support, and that's why we got a little bit of a mixed bag today. And we've been waiting for some trade coming in at the end of this week, so we're going to see if any kind of numbers come in that would give us a little bit of direction. So we're hoping for that. Interestingly enough, as feeders were kind of weak today, and I wonder if that's where we're going, and their trend is still lower, and it has been lower for the past couple of weeks, and it kind of diverged from the live cattle contract, and it has a lot of traders concerned.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down six at 516 and a half. December corn was down one at 373 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6 even to 625. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were down 7, ranging from 631 to 651. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were down 8, ranging from 673 and a quarter to 683 and a quarter. Live cattle for October were up 27.5 cents at 113 even. October feeder cattle were up 5 cents at 154.30. And October class 3 milk was down 6 cents at 1556.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.